Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I'm so excited that you joined me today. Today, family, we are talking about life, and the life you save may be your own. I'm going to say that again. The life you save may be your own. How many of you are sick and tired of being sick and tired? You know, you're going through the same cycles and patterns over and over and over again. You know, I always say that, you know, we know that life happens, and life happens to all of us. You know, we all have ups and downs. We all have problems, you know. But the thing is, if you are having the same issue today that you had 3 years ago, that you had 5 years ago, that you had 10 years ago, that your mama had 20 years ago, that is a problem. And so we have to begin to break patterns and cycles, you know, that generational dysfunction and you know, many times, you know, if we had parents that might have had some addictions or some issues, might not have even been addictions, it might have been some other issues, but we watched that growing up, and we thought to ourselves, well, when I grow up, I'm not going to do that with my children. I'm not going to be this way, or I'm not going to be that way. And then we end up growing up, and sometimes we end up doing the very thing that we said we wouldn't do, and or sometimes we end up picking up something else, some other vice, you know. But I'm here today to let you know that God wants to restore you. He wants to set you free. Jesus has come to set the captives free today, and we know that who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so some of you just need to be free for real. You go to church. You said you're a believer, so then you need to believe all the promises of God. You need to believe, you know, the things that the promises are for you. Many times, and I've heard this, people don't think that, you know, the promises are for them, because, you know, I had someone tell me recently, who had a bad diagnosis from her doctor, and I asked her, I said, did you ask God to heal you? And she says, no, because I don't believe he can heal me. I don't believe he wants to heal me because I've done so many bad things in my life. Well, that is a lie from the devil. And so it's important that we know what voices we're listening to. Are you listening to the voice of God, or are you listening to the voice of the devil? Right? You know, so we have to get our lives in check, right? the life you save may be your own. And that means that we have to start living out this thing that we call, we have to start living this faith walk. You know, if you say you're a believer, if you say you're saved, then we should be able to see some fruit. You should not be still living the same way you lived prior to you becoming saved, right? And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. But right now we're just going to take a deep breath because you know how I like to start the show. I like to start off with praise and worship. So I want you to take a deep breath and breathe in all the blessings of God, which are yes and amen. And, you know, anyone who would like to call in and chime in, you can do that at our guest call in, on our guest call in line. And that's at area code 347-237-5083, area code 347-237-5083. I would love for you to call in. But right now we're gonna go into our praise and worship mode. So take a deep breath and breathe in all the blessings of God. Here we go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the everything.
Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread.
it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. Yeah.
And I'm
tell them again. I'm lost. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Amen. This is the air I breathe. It's in him that we live, move, and have our very being. Yes, God. Yes, God. And so, you know, we have to trust God today, and we have to live out this thing for real. You know, God is not calling us to religion. You know, religion is basically man's attempt to reach God. God is calling us to relationship with him, right relationship with him through his son, Jesus Christ. And so for those of you out there who say you're believers, right, you've given your life to the Lord, you've made Jesus Christ Lord of your life, but you're still, you know, living the same way that you lived before, it's time to make change. It's time to make change. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, it's time to make change. The life you save may be your own. I'm going to say it again. The life you save may be your own. As a believer, we have an image to withhold. We got to withhold this image. Right? There's an image that we have to withhold. You know, I know in business, you know, and even in when you with technology and with everybody always taking pictures now, and everybody's always taking selfies and pictures, you know, now the way, you know, jobs are when they hire now, they actually go online, they look at social media pictures to see what you're like, because they want to know what you're like before they hire you into their company. And so, you know, in business, you know, your clients, they're looking, they want to look at your social media pages to see what you look like, not what you look like physically, but what you, what's how you're living, how are you living, because they want to know if they want to be associated with you. And so if you say you're a believer, then first of all, you need to believe, but then you also need to understand that there's an image. We are made in the image and the likeness of God, which means we look just like our daddy. So we need to reflect him. If we're followers of Christ, we need to reflect Jesus in our everyday life. You know, we have a spiritual image to uphold, right? And so you need to be watching the way you walk. You need to be watching the way you talk. You need to be watching the way you live. How you living? How are you living? How are you living? You know, I was talking to someone recently, and we were talking about, you know, when we were younger, when I was younger, and I grew up in a church all my life. So it's not like I didn't know better, but, you know, you go through sometimes when you grow up in a church and you've been in a church your entire life, you get to a place where you kind of rebel. And so I was in a rebellious period, but I was young. And I remember, you know, going out clubbing on Saturday nights, and I would get to the club and I would see certain people that went to my church and certain people that was on the same choir as me. And we would look at each other and say, "Hey, girl, what's going on? What's going on?" And then we would leave the club, and then Sunday morning we would be right there on the choir. And comparing notes, what time did you get home? No, what time did you get home? No, what time did you get home? Well, now I was like 18, 19, 20 years old, but that's really no excuse. That's no excuse, but I'm just saying I was going through a rebellious period. I knew what I was doing was wrong, but the thing is I had to grow from that. I had to grow. I had to be delivered. I had to be set free. I had to begin to walk this thing out for real, live this thing out for real. Right? I had to repent. And that's what you have to do. Because I know that there's still some people, some of the same people that I was hanging out with back then in our early 20s, 19, 20 years old, they're still doing the same thing now. God is not pleased. He's not pleased. If you say you're a believer, then you need to believe. If you say you're a follower of Christ, then you need to reflect that in your everyday life. You have an image to uphold. Say that with me right now. Say, "I have an image to uphold," because you have an image to uphold. And so the first thing I want you to do is I want you to repent. That means to turn away. Repenting is a change of mindset. So you have to change your mindset, your everyday actions. You know what I mean? The way you see things. You know, you can no longer have the same mindset. And then you have to change your actions. How are you living? How are you living this thing out? You know, we should see it being lived out in your everyday life. And that doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect. None of us are perfect. But you should be striving for perfection. You should be working towards perfection, right? Walk in the newness of this life that you say you believe, this life as a believer. You know, you are a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So it's time for you to walk in the newness of this life that you say you want, this life that you committed to be a part of. And that's what we're talking about today. The life you save may be your own. And right now I'm going to go to a commercial break, and when I come back we're going to continue, okay? But I want you to take this seriously, because many times, you know, we don't take it seriously. We don't take this walk serious. Okay? But we have to get there. We have to get there. Amen.
Twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause.
Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
All right, welcome back, family. It is the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. And yes, I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter-Watson. And today we're talking about getting our lives in check. The life you save may be your own. You know, many times we go through the same patterns and cycles, and we're wondering, why am I still going through this? Why can't I get my life straight? And, you know, sometimes it's because you're just not living right. You're just not living right. We're doing whatever we want to do, and we can't do that. Not if you say you're a believer. If you say you're a believer, then you must believe, and you must show the fruit of your belief. You must begin to live that thing out for real. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. That means if you're set free, then you need to be, people need to be able to see that you're set free. You need to be living like you're set free. You know, from all these different addictions and bad habits, you know. And again, God knows you're not perfect. We're never going to be perfect. That's the bottom line. We're never going to be perfect. God is not calling you to be perfect because he knows we can't be perfect. But we should be striving towards perfection. That doesn't mean that you don't strive towards perfection, you know. And, yeah, you're going to mess up sometimes. We all mess up sometimes. None of us live a perfect life. None of us. Let's just get that clear, make that clear right now. But you should be wanting to do better. You should not want to continue the same patterns and cycles that you know are not working for you. You know they're not working for you. And so anybody that's listening to this, or if you know someone that's in addiction, you know, I mean, it's just, it's getting so bad now. And I guess because of the way the times we're living in with social media and everything is like so out in the open. I guess, I mean, I believe that people have been this way, but I guess now it's just like right in our face. But I'm just saying God is calling us to do better. You know, people all up in the church, you're involved in pornography and all kinds of, you know, getting high and all types of addictions. There's many types of addictions, and that includes food addiction. We don't talk about that a lot as believers. Food can be an addiction, but God wants to deliver you from all of that. He wants to set you free today. Jesus wants to set the captives free today. The life you save may be your own, but you have to want it. You have to want it bad enough to begin to put some things in place and put some things into action and walk this thing out for real. So I want to read 1 John 3, and it says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should, children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friend, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. I'm going to say that again. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or know him. That's scripture. That's word. It goes on to say down to verse 7, it says, dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they have been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Ooh, my God, my God. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister. Whew, I got to take a break right there. I got to take a break right there. I mean, this scripture just basically broke it down. It broke it down. If we want to live this thing out, we got to live this thing out for real. Some of y'all walking around talking about let's fake it till we make it. We done faked it long enough. It's time to do this thing for real. I'm going to continue. Why not? Why stop now? I'm going to go down to verse 11. It says, for this is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. That means he was hating on his brother. How many of y'all out there hating on people? Because they're trying to live right, you're not trying to live right, and then you're hating on them. That's not right. I'm going to continue. Verse 13, do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. Woo, 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 woo. Oh, my God. And you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. I could keep reading, but I want you to do some Bible study for yourself. I want you to begin to read it for yourself. I mean, because this is long. This is long. But the bottom line is you have to live this thing out for real. Stop faking it till you make it. You just need to make it at this point, because some of y'all have been faking it for a very long time. It's time to live it out for real. It's time to live and believe that which you say you believe. You are what you believe you are. What do you, and I think right there that's some people's problems, because you don't believe you're worthy. You don't believe you can do it, because your mama couldn't do it, because your daddy couldn't do it, because Auntie so-and-so couldn't do it. So you don't think you can do it. You can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But you have to change that mindset. You can do it. You just need to change your mindset, change your actions. And like I said earlier, God knows that you're not perfect. You're going to mess up. But then there's messing up. But then there's just living out a lifestyle of total ratchetness. And that's what some people are doing, just living a ratchet lifestyle. That's different from just occasionally messing up. There's a difference. And so sometimes we use that as an excuse, and sometimes we allow the enemy to play that in our heads over and over again. You might have messed up, and what he does is he comes in and he's like, listen, you messed up, so there's no point. You might as well continue. No, don't continue. If you mess up, we fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. Don't stay down there. Get up and try it again. Get up and try it again. Because sometimes there are strongholds, there are generational dysfunctions, generational issues that are very difficult. I mean, I've seen it, I know it, and sometimes it's not as easy. It's not as easy as it people think. I get it. But Jesus has come to set the captives free today. He wants to set you free today. You need to be in a Bible-believing church. You need to, if you need some help, ask for it. I did a 30-day affirmation challenge, and one of the sessions was, you have not because you ask not. Ask for help. If you need help, ask for it. Don't be ashamed to ask for it. But you have to begin to surround yourself with like-minded people. You want to surround yourself with people that look like where you want to go. Don't continue to surround yourself with people that look like where you want to run from, the life that you want to come out of. Those are the people that you should not be hanging around, because you're going to continue in the same dysfunction, the same cycles. Amen. And so God can restore you. God is he can restore your faith. Some of you are losing faith because you just don't, it's been hard, and we know it's hard. You know, anybody who's been addicted to drugs or alcohol or even pornography or any kind of addiction, it's not that easy. And I know people who have never been addicted. I praise God I've never had to go through any types of addictions, but I've seen it with family members. Addiction, that's a spirit. Alcohol is a spirit. Drugs is a spirit. And that's why it's so hard to turn away from that stuff, because you're trying to turn away, and that spirit keeps calling you back. And that's why it's important that you belong to a Bible-believing church, one where you can go to your pastors and get the help that you need, be honest with them, or if you fell, get back up again. Get back up again. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Because God wants you to be healed for real. He wants you to be delivered for real. He wants you to walk this thing out for real. And I pray that this helps somebody today. I pray that this helps somebody today. But remember, you are a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. God wants to do a new work in you. There's some work that he wants to do in you, through you, and with you. But you got to get yourself together. You got to do this thing right. You got to live this thing for real. Remember, the life you save may be your own. I thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that you were blessed. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that you are an awesome, awesome Father. You are a good, good Father, one who loves us so much. I thank you that you love us so much that you gave us your Son, Lord God, because you knew that we would fall. You knew that we would fall, but you made provision, and that's through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you today. We thank you for your Son, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you. And Lord God, I pray for those who are struggling, Lord God. They want to do right, but they're having a hard time. Send the right people that can help them, Lord God. They can help them and keep them strong. Help them to understand they have to rely on you, that they can't do it on their own. Help them to see that who the Son sets free is free indeed. They can be free through the Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, yay, God. Yay, God. And finally, Lord God, I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even as their soul prospers, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So you be encouraged. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give in. Ladies, join me on Facebook in our private group, the Tears of Breakthrough private group for ladies. I used to say for ladies only, but there are a few guys that that like to join, and some of them joined because they were supporting their lady relatives, you know, when they would share their stories. And it's okay. It's okay. I don't know what God's going to do with that, but I'm open. I'm open to any way God wants to use me, so I'm not going to close that door. I just thank God for how he's using me. And like I said, God wants to use you as well. I call myself the purpose pusher because I like to push people into their purpose, because we all have one. There is a unique purpose that God has for you and a unique assignment that God has for you on this earth. And even in whatever it is, whatever your struggles are, whatever addictions that you've been going through, God can use that very thing to change somebody else's life. But first, you have to get yourself together. And so, again, thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. You know how I do. God bless. I will see you next time. Have a good week.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.